Hello, everyone, and welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon, and I have two panelists in the studio with me today, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Lois.
And I'm Rebecca.
And we have a health article today entitled, Running Could Attribute to Longevity. At the top, I said, run for your life. And we are talking about how running could possibly kind of add years to your life. And we also use that phrase, run for your life, meaning that if you're in danger, get out of some place because your life is in danger. So run and get away, right?
I was thinking, Brandon, is he going to start chasing us, Rebecca? We have to run for our life.
I know. I was beginning to think the same thing. Maybe I'm supposed to run.
Yeah.
Run my life.
I don't think I have the correct shoes on.
That's right. Well,
yeah,
we're talking about running. And how we know that running can, of course, can be good for you. It can be maybe bad on some parts of your body, your knees and so forth, but it's good for your heart. We know that already. But in this article, we will look at a study that has been conducted and look at the specifics of that study. And I actually love this article. I've been telling my friends about this article, and I've been running more recently, and so I am really excited to talk about this article, and I want to get our panelists to weigh in. Rebecca, are you a runner?
Well, I enjoy running. I actually enjoy running more for recreation. Do I consider myself a runner? Sure, why not? Sure, I consider myself a runner. It's a great form of exercise, and I always feel so much better after I go on a nice long run.
Have you ever been in a marathon or a half marathon or a 5K or anything like that?
I have never done a marathon or a half marathon. However, I am going to start training for a half marathon, and I have run a couple of 5Ks, an 8K, and a 10K.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, I have also been in a 5K. I've done that a couple of times, but I hope to be in maybe a half marathon. I need to do some training.
Awesome. Well. Hey, yeah. Is that the same half marathon I'm thinking of running?
I think it is. Yes. Lois, how about you? Do you enjoy running or maybe walking or something like that?
Well, I'm not a runner. I haven't even done a 5K run, but I do really like walking briskly, and I mean briskly,
mm-hmm.
and not stopping, and just, and not necessarily to go somewhere like I have to go to the store or whatever. I get out and do it, and then I might add a little bit of a jog to it, and then get back to the walking briskly, and then a little bit of a jog, and that's supposed to be very good too. Done a lot of reading on that as well, and I think it's really beneficial. But I, you know what, I really would like probably to do a 5K or 10K mm-hmm. jog.
Yeah, and that form of exercise reminds me of the kind of high intensity exercise where you may, you know, run very quickly for a minute or two, and then you stop, and then you do that again. And instead of just running the whole time, the same mm-hmm. pace, you kind of do some high intensity workouts. And so you're jogging for a bit, and then maybe you're slowing down and speeding up back and forth. So I have heard that that kind of high intensity is a great form of exercise, possibly mm-hmm. the best form. I know our sound engineer, Marco, also is a runner, and even though you can't hear his voice, he's working hard here in the studio, and he also enjoys exercise and running. So anyway, lots of people are getting outdoors and running or walking and doing different forms of exercise. This particular article, of course, is focusing primarily on running and how it could attribute to longevity. What does the word longevity mean, Rebecca?
That is a very good question. Longevity refers to your life and how you can increase the years to your life and how much longer you could possibly live. So when the article is talking about how running could attribute to longevity, that means that you might actually live longer if you start running on a regular basis.
That's true. That's an important phrase. Regular basis is key, not just once a year or something like that. That's not going to help much.
Not just before those times when you're going to get the big meals certain times of the year.
That's right.
Maybe you have to do it a little bit more consistently than that.
That's right. Well, here in the deck it says, grab your tennis shoes and dart out the door. It's time to go for a run. Now, tennis shoes can refer to like the general term of shoes. Of course, If you're going running, you're probably going to wear running shoes, right?
Right. And I would just tell our readers and our listeners here that if you're kind of new to this and you're going to really get into it for the first time, really go to a good store mm-hmm. that sells shoes for exercising mm-hmm. and let them advise you. I still do that. I go, this is what I'm going to be doing, and what kind of shoe do you recommend?
That's right.
And they usually have a wall and a half of shoes, so there's lots of choices out there.
That's right. There are lots of choices, and, you know, you just want to make sure that you have the proper running shoes, mm-hmm. and there are different types of shoes. When you go into the shoe stores, they'll ask you questions about what you want to do, right? And so you want to get the proper running shoes, not just shoes that are for everyday use, right?
Right.
Because basketball shoes, for instance, you can play basketball outdoors. Mm-hmm. Basketball shoes are a lot different to the shoes you might go and jog or run for 3 or 4 kilometers.
Right. Okay. So I guess the important thing is just to make sure you find some shoes that are good for what you want to use them for.
And what does the phrase dart out the door, that phrase dart out, what is that?
Oh, that's great. We might say that for a car, too, dart mm-hmm. out from the traffic. So dart out the door means you quickly get out of there, and you're usually on a mission.
Yeah, and you need to get out of the door quickly, because if you go home and you sit around too long, you might just turn on the TV and never get out the door, right?
Or play with your tablet.
Yeah. Right, and you might never go for that run.
That's
so
right.
It is important to grab your tennis shoes, your sneakers, your running shoes, and get out the door quickly. Or, you know, the other problem is it might start to get late, and then you might think, oh, I really don't have time to go for
yes.
a run now. So you might as well just get it out of the way.
That's right. And with regards to that, another way to help you is to have someone to go with you. And
yes.
it's a scheduled thing. Maybe every week you go with this person, you know, maybe go once or twice a week and you go running or you go exercise with this person. That helps a lot to keep you accountable, right?
Yeah, I do that too when I'm trying to eat healthier. I have somebody in my life who keeps me accountable.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we've had a great discussion so far, but let's actually get into our article. Right now we're on page 34. So if you have your magazine handy, go ahead and open it up to page 34. We will have our first reading there in the first column.
Running could attribute to longevity. Grab your tennis shoes and dart out the door. It's time to go for a run. People who jogged or ran for as little as 5 minutes a day reduced their risk of premature death by nearly one-third and extended their lives by about 3 years, according to a new study. Researchers examined the exercise habits of more than 55,000 adults in the Dallas area who were monitored for 6 to 22 years. About 24% of the adults described themselves as runners. Compared to those who didn't run, those who did were 30% less likely to die of any cause during the course of the study. They were also 45% less likely to die as a result of cardiovascular disease, researchers reported in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology.
Well, we see here at the beginning, people who jogged or ran for as little as 5 minutes a day reduced their risk of premature death. That catches your attention, doesn't it, Lois?
It sure does. 5 minutes a day, that seems like a little amount to me, Brandon.
Yeah, and you don't usually think of just going running for only 5 minutes, right, Rebecca?
No, definitely not. When I think of going running, I think of maybe 30 minutes or 35 minutes, especially after all the work it takes to dart out the door. I would think you'd want to run longer than 5 minutes.
But I think here that's probably an average, or that's one way of looking at
right.
it anyway. If you go running 3 times a week for 30 minutes a day, you know, you average that out through 7 days a week. It's an average, and so it gives you the idea of it doesn't take necessarily a lot of time.
Well, actually, I think it's also a little encouraging just to know for those people who don't enjoy running for long distance that you can just run 5 minutes and you're actually doing your body good.
That's right.
Right. I know for myself, I try to schedule 30 to 45 minutes a day of brisk walking. I really try now. I don't always hit that. I try to do it 6 days a week.
Wow, that's great,
yeah,
Lois.
Yeah, so that's why I have my leather lungs, I think. It's just, it's good. It makes me feel better, and we'll get to that later in the article.
Mm-hmm. Well, it says here this reduced their risk of premature death. What is meant by the word premature, Rebecca?
Well, premature, that's actually one of our vocabulary focus words, and it says happening or done too soon, especially before the natural or desired time. So a premature death would be a death that is untimely or that is happening too soon before the designated time.
That's right. And we see here that it reduced the risk by nearly one-third, so that's 33%.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And extended their lives by about 3 years. So I like how they start this article because it really does get your attention, and they start with some interesting facts.
And I'm thinking when they say that about extended your life by 3 years, also your quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. And I think a lot of people think about that now. I know that's what I think about. I don't mind living to this age if I have a nice quality of life and if I can do some things physically to help with that.
That's right.
I want to do that.
That's an important point, to have a good quality of life. And so not only are you hopefully going to extend your life by having this, doing this physical exercise, but you're also going to enjoy that extra time.
Right. Now, this makes me wonder, what if you started jogging or running maybe 20 or 30 minutes a day? I wonder if that would extend your life even more than 3 years.
Well, we will actually probably address that in some sort of way. In a moment, they talk more about, you know, the different categories and how it benefited people. So that might kind of address your question. That's a really good question, Rebecca. And I'm sure they will continue to do more research on this because these days there seems to be research being conducted on almost anything, right? So I'm sure they will do more research. And hopefully it will continue to go, you know, on this trend and not contradict what they've already said.
Exactly.
That's what we
hopefully
hope.
Not.
Well, researchers examined the exercise habits of how many people?
Well, it was a lot of people, Brandon. It was 55,000 adults, so they didn't take in children or teenagers. And they did this in the Dallas area. Now, that was a bit of a surprise to me. I thought they would go, I don't know, maybe a larger area to and expand the area so that we could see maybe other cities in the United States, maybe even include some cities in Mexico and Canada so we could do it as a North American study.
Right, sure, that's what I would have thought as well.
Yeah, they could go into other cities, but they do have a lot of people here. And this is in the state of Texas. Dallas is located in Texas. And they monitored these people for 6 to 22 years.
Wow, that's a long time. Can you imagine being monitored for 22 years?
That's what I call an in-depth study.
Yes.
Very in-depth.
That's right. It is in-depth. And so for some people, at least, they did follow them around for a long time, or at least follow up with them, not following them around. Well, about 24% of the adults described themselves as runners. And so the majority of them did not describe themselves as runners. And so maybe some people, they would run, but they didn't really think of themselves as runners because maybe they didn't run a lot.
Right. They didn't think of themselves doing it every day almost. Or, you know, we see some dedicated runners that are out there in the rain or sleet or whatever. And
typically, I think of a runner as someone who competes on a regular basis and is out there exercising probably at least 5-6 days a week. And they're wanting to run marathons, half marathons, or just long races regularly.
That's right. Well, now we have a comparison. It says compared to those who didn't run, those who did were 30% less likely to die of any cause during the course of the study. And that is a big statement, Lois.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it really is. I was surprised by this. And I just thought, wow, this really can improve your life. This improves your health. And it must even improve your attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it does. You know, sometimes if you're really stressed out and you go for a run or a walk or something, it can really help you to have a different outlook.
Yeah.
And you can kind of think through things, and it just helps you to feel better.
You know, talking about that, I know for myself, I actually find running very relaxing. Now, that might sound kind of funny, but it does help to de-stress me, and it does help me to just relax a little bit better.
So therapeutic for
it's
you.
It's very therapeutic.
Well, I love to listen to my iPod, mm-hmm. you know, as I'm running, and so that's great as well. And I like to listen to podcasts. I don't know if you do that, but I'm feeding my brain while I'm, you know, also working out my body. So I'm basically kind of working out my brain and body at the same time, killing two birds with one stone.
I should add to that. They recommend that women who jog or run never be wearing that when you're jogging on your own.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Okay, it's fine if you're with somebody else. Yeah. But as a woman, you shouldn't be doing that when you're jogging alone.
Because for safety issues.
For safety issues. And so you stay focused and you know your environment around you.
That is a good point. And whether you're male or female, if you're running, you know, by a busy road or something and there's traffic there, of course, you need to be careful because you need to maybe hear the cars mm-hmm. and so forth. So you have to be thinking about your environment. If you're running in a quiet area, you may not need to be concerned so much if you're a male. If you're a female, of course, you need to be, you know, for safety issues,
yes.
you have to be more careful.
And I just wanted to recommend to our readers, have some type of identification on you mm-hmm. that says where you are staying. So if it's your home address, that's where you are, a contact number, or when you're away. They really recommend that for people who are outside doing exercises.
Mm-hmm. Okay, those are some good tips. And now we're looking back here on page 34, and we see next that people were also 45% less likely to die as a result of cardiovascular disease. Now, what is meant by the word cardiovascular?
Cardiovascular here, Brandon, is in our specialized terms, and it says relating to the heart and blood vessels. Hmm. And we were talking about this earlier today, Brandon, and you said another word was interchangeable with this.
That's right, and we see that later in our article. We also can call this heart disease. And cardiovascular disease and heart disease, those terms are used oftentimes interchangeably. And some examples of cardiovascular disease are heart valve problems, heart muscle disease, and also if you have a heart attack or stroke, that's a result of some problem, of course, with your heart or some issue there. And so there are other problems as well. And it really is helpful for you to run. And so here they're saying that if we're in this study and you were running, you were 45% less likely to die from one of these heart problems.
Wow.
Wow, that's incredible. It makes me want to start running more often.
Yes.
Keep me healthy. Keep my health, my heart healthy as well.
Right, and that's what I like about this article because we have some clear mm-hmm. facts.
That's right.
Of course, we don't know. Like we said, we didn't do the study across the board, like as far as, you know, different countries and different ethnicities, really. So there could be more studies done, but at least we have some facts here that encourage us to go out and exercise.
But still, 55,000 people, I mean, that's a lot of adults.
That's right. That's true.
So there are definitely a lot of people who are followed during this study and over the course of a time span of 6 to 22 years. So I think that this study definitely says a lot about the significance of running.
That's right. And this study was actually published. The researchers reported this in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. So you can actually go onto their website to see more of the specifics of this study. Right now, we want to look into more of the specifics of this article. Let's go ahead and have our next reading for today.
Put another way, non-runners were 24% more likely than runners to die during the study period. In fact, the mortality risk associated with not running was greater than the mortality risk associated with being overweight or obese, 16%. Having a family history of cardiovascular disease, 20%, or having high cholesterol, 6%.
All right, so here we see put another way, and so when you see that phrase, they're going to say the same thing in a different way, right, Lois?
That's correct. And they're going to give us more details.
Well, what did they give us here?
Well, they said non-runners were 24% more likely than runners to die during the study period.
Okay.
Wow, that is surprising.
Yeah, so the non-runners, they were 24% more likely. So that means if you're not running, that maybe you want to go ahead and dart out the door and go for a run right after the program, right?
Start running. I would definitely say so.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be somebody who signed up for this study as a non-runner.
That's kind of what I was thinking earlier. But maybe they didn't want to run in the first place, so they just said, oh, you can study what, you know, my habits are and see what happens, I guess. I don't know.
I guess so.
Well, we see that, in fact, the mortality risk associated with not running was actually greater than the mortality risk associated with some other things, including being overweight or obese, which this was very surprising.
Yeah, this surprised me as well, because typically when I think of someone who's overweight or obese, I feel like they have a higher chance of having a heart disease of some sort. However, our lesson is actually saying that those who don't run have a higher risk of dying than those who are overweight or obese. As a matter of fact, by 16%. That's a pretty high percentage.
That's right. Also, if you are not a runner, you're more likely to die than those who have a family history of cardiovascular disease, or even those who have high cholesterol.
Having high cholesterol, that's why the doctors really want you to get your numbers. They want you to know what your cholesterol level is or rating is. And obviously we need, you know, people do take care of this with medication that the doctors prescribe, but we also need to get out there and get moving.
That's right. But they're saying, actually, if you're not a runner, that you're even more likely to die than those who have these problems, right?
It's just, we just are seeing more and more the benefits of getting running or jogging or walking briskly, yes.
So that's very clear. I feel like with every fact here, it's just saying run, 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 you know, get out and run. Run, Forrest, run.
Run, Forrest, run, yes.
Well, that's a reference to an kind of older movie. If you haven't seen Forrest Gump, you can check that out. He runs a lot in that movie.
A lot.
Anyway, we're going to finish up today's article with our last reading.
Get off on the right foot. The researchers divided up the roughly 13,000 runners into five groups based on how many minutes they ran per week. Those in the lowest group ran up to 50 minutes over a 7-day period, and those in the highest group ran for more than 175 minutes over the course of a week. But the benefits of running were pretty much the same for all runners, according to the study. Running, even at lower doses or slower speeds, was associated with significant mortality benefits, the researchers found. They also measured running in other ways, by total weekly distance, frequency, speed, and the total amount of running. In all categories, even the runners in the lowest groups were less likely to die during the study than the non-runners.
We always want to get off on the right foot, right, Lois?
Right, we sure do. And that means in our vocabulary focus, we see it to make a successful start.
And also, when we're talking about running, you use your feet to run.
Exactly.
Right? So we want to get off on the right foot with when it comes to our health, and we want to get out there and run or walk or do some form of exercise. Well, the researchers divided up the roughly 13,000 runners. Now we saw earlier in an article there are 55,000 people that they were studying. Only 13,000 of them were considered to be runners. And they divided these runners up into five groups based upon what?
Based upon how many minutes they ran per week. So those in the lowest group ran up to 50 minutes over a 7-day period. And of course, that means that maybe one day they ran 5 minutes and another day they ran 20 minutes. So just over the 7-day period, they ran 50 minutes.
Okay, and what about those in the highest group?
Okay, the highest group, it says, ran for more than 175 minutes over the course of a week. To me, that sounds more like it. Because you have 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, times seven. You know, that gives us a lot of hours in a day.
That's right. In this highest group, that's about 3 hours. That's nearly 3 hours that they ran per week.
Right. Okay. And that seems a little bit more like, I guess a little bit more balanced, I suppose.
Yes, that's right.
Now, there was something that really surprised me, actually, in the next sentence. It says, but the benefits of running were pretty much the same for all the runners. So it didn't matter if you ran more or less. The benefits were the same.
That's why this article is so encouraging and the study is so encouraging, because it lets people know, hey, if you just run a little, it helps you a lot. And some people think, oh, I can't run 3 hours a week. Well, you can maybe run for, 1 hour a week, average.
Right. You know, it is not difficult to just make it a priority to put 15, 20 minutes down a day. And even thinking of things like my coworkers here will notice that I often wear different shoes to work than I do in the office. That's so I can walk a good distance from the bus stop to my home or to the office.
Okay. Thanks, Lois. And we see that the researchers, they said that running even at lower doses or slower speeds was associated with significant mortality benefits. And they also, here in the last paragraph, we see that they measured running in other ways. They measured them by total weekly distance, frequency, speed, and the total amount of running. So there are different categories, right?
Exactly. So weekly distance, of course, that would refer to how much they ran over the course of an entire week. Frequency, and that is how often they ran. Maybe it was one time a week or two times a week. And the speed, how fast you run. Some people run at faster speeds than other people. And of course, the last category is the total amount of running. So how much you ran.
But we get more encouragement here. In all the categories, even the runners in the lowest groups, they were less likely to die during the study than non-runners. So the point is, just run.
Right, and we got to remember how long this study is.
That's right. Well, we have much more to discuss tomorrow, so we hope you will come back and join us then. Thanks for joining us today. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.